Hey, Katie, how's it going? This is Emily. Yeah. Okay, so did you hear about that new movie that's coming out today? Yeah, that one. Well, guess what? I'm in the movie. I know, right? Isn't that so cool? Yeah, well, I'm like practically the main character, almost. Like, I'm probably gonna be a movie star after this. Yeah, so you should come over to my house. Bring all your friends, bring all your family. Yeah, okay, see you then, bye. I am so excited. There's this new movie coming out and everybody has been talking about it for like 2 days. It's so cool and I'm gonna be in it. Isn't that so cool? I can't wait. I'm gonna be a movie star. Okay, the movie's starting. Quiet. Oh, I'm so excited. The beginning, yeah, I'm not really in the beginning. Like, it's kind of all about this one guy and this other guy named Adam, I think. It doesn't really matter, yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, I'm coming soon. I'll be in there, don't worry. Oh look, here's the scene that I'm in. Here it is, okay. See this crowd of about 6 billion people? Yeah, okay, ready? I'm right there! See my head? It's red. It's right there. Oh, wait. It's gone. It's not there anymore. But wasn't that so cool? I was on this movie for like 1.5 seconds. Oh. The end of the movie? Yeah, that doesn't matter. Like, it's all about living forever in some place called heaven with some dude. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But wasn't that awesome? I was like a movie star for 1.5 seconds. If I talk this way to my real friends in real life and my real family, they're gonna look at me and say, Emily, you are an idiot. How can you possibly think that movie that you were in for 1.5 seconds, only the back of your head showing, was all about you? How can we possibly think that this life here on Earth is all about us? There's an epidemic flooding our world, and it's not your typical epidemic of this normal sickness. This epidemic is spiritual amnesia, and it's coming into our churches, it's coming into our homes, and it could be affecting the person sitting next to you right now. We are forgetting who the real main character of this movie that I like to call life is. We're forgetting who the real movie star is, and that is Jesus Christ, and God is our director. But somehow, out of our sinful hearts, when things are going our way, we still like to give ourselves all the credit. We think that we are the star of this movie. But last I checked, we had absolutely nothing to do with the creation, the producing of this movie. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Friends, were you there when God breathed stars and when he spoke planets into existence? Were you there when he did that? Or maybe you were there when God looked at all that he had created and said, "It is good." Was he talking to you when he said that? Or maybe he was asking your advice when some people down on earth were being kind of naughty, and he had to send a flood to wipe them off the face of this earth. Or when he had to give Moses the Ten Commandments. Did he ask your advice about that? I don't think so. I don't know how we can still do this, but we feel like we don't need God. Things are going perfect in our life. Things are just peachy. And we still feel like we don't need him. We puff ourselves up so much in our own mind, there's no room left for God. We squeeze him out of the equation. As our esteem for ourselves gets higher and higher and higher and higher, our esteem for God gets lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. We pocket-size God. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We like to make plans for ourselves, don't we? Kind of like what Elise was talking about last night. We like to think that we have our life under control. It could go something like this. I'm going to graduate from high school with a 4.0 GPA, and then I'm going to go to this college, and I'm going to get this PhD. Oh, but I'm going to take a year off and be a missionary in Africa for a year, and I'm going to help all those little orphan kids, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to meet the perfect man. He's going to be like 6'10", and have brown curly hair, and then we're going to get married, and we're going to go settle in Colorado. I like Colorado. And we're going to have 3 kids, 2 girls, 1 boy. And then we're just going to live this perfect little happy family life. We make plans for ourselves. We put God in our pockets and we bring him along for the ride. We could be going this way with our life when God wants us to be going the complete opposite direction. And we would have no idea because we want to be in control over our own lives. But we want him there only when we need him. I've really struggled in my life sometimes about not giving God the full credit that he deserves. I pretty much thought that this world revolved around me and that I was the only thing that mattered. I'd forgotten who God was. I'd pocket-sized him. I thought I had everything under control. I had this plan laid out for my life, and I thought it was just going to be perfect. And then I realized that that wasn't going to happen. If my plans for my life had gone the way that I had wanted them to, I can tell you for sure one thing, that I wouldn't be standing up here talking to you today. God has a much, much better plan for us. He knows what's best for us. Think about all the things that he's in control over, of just this one little universe, even though I'm sure that there's like thousands of them out there, in our one solar system, the planets, in orbit around the sun. Do they ever run into each other? Do they ever spontaneously blow up? I don't think so. This Earth is set the perfect distance away from the sun so that we don't burn to a crisp or we don't freeze to death. Have you ever thought about that? Who takes care of that? Who's in control of that? All the way down to the tiniest, tiniest little atom in our bodies. God is in control. But yet, somehow, we still can't trust him enough to be in control of our own lives. In our brains, we have this thing called a box. And for all you UCA guys out there, I'm not talking about your nothing box. I'm talking about your God box. We think that we have God contained in this perfect little box, and we know who he is, and we're just gonna pull him out when we need him. He's right there. We got him under control. That is not so. Let me put it this way for you. If our brains were a box, or a soda can, say, an empty soda can, who are we to think? Oh, wait. If our brains were a box, and God were all the oceans of this world, all the waters, who are we to think that God is only as much as what we can scoop into our little box? God cannot be contained. In fact, the truth is, God cannot even be exaggerated. Isn't that cool? Like, there's nothing that I can say up here today that fully justifies God's awesomeness, if that's a word, his glory, his power. I dare somebody to just try and come up here and describe God for who he is. Job 11, 7 and 8 says, "Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than heaven. What can you do?" Friends, God is so much more powerful. He's so much higher. He's so much deeper. He's so much bigger, so much more amazing than what our minds can even wrap around. Our minds cannot fathom him. And this is my favorite part of the story. This is where the climax of our movie comes into play. God sends his only son, the movie star of this movie, down to this earth to die for our sins. Wow. Week of prayer is starting to come to a close for the last day. It's been an absolutely incredible week, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've really, really seen God working through the students and on our campus. But it's so easy to come away from a week of prayer, and I know we've all heard this cliche before, but we get on spiritual highs and we say, yes, God, I see you. You're so amazing. You're so wonderful. You're so powerful. Thank you for showing yourself to me now. This is awesome. I am in love with you. But then as week of prayer ends, we get back with our normal lives. God seems to get smaller and smaller and smaller and farther away. Once again, our spiritual amnesia has taken over, and we've pocket-sized God. I challenge you to wake up from your spiritual amnesia. See God for who he really is and what he's done for you. Even if things are going pretty well for you in life right now, you know, things are going the way that you planned them to, everything's going just fine. Don't think that you don't need God still. Don't just carry him along for the ride. Or maybe if things aren't going so well for you right now, life is kind of hard, going through some bumps in the road. Don't think that God is too small to handle it or that he doesn't care. Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than heaven. What can you do? Don't pocket size God. Yeah. Father, I ask you help us to wake up from our spiritual amnesia. Help us not to pocket-size you and to remember who you are, and to come away from this week of prayer with hearts filled in you. In your name I pray.